This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. The name Molly has been in the news quite a bit in recent weeks. It's the street name for an ecstasy-like drug that seems to be making a resurgence on the club scene.
The drug has been implicated in three deaths in the past 2 weeks. 20-year-old Olivia Rodonato, a student at the University of New Hampshire, 23-year-old Jeffrey Russ of Rochester, New York, and 19-year-old Brittany Flanagan, a student at Plymouth State University, all died from what are believed to have been Molly overdoses. Olivia and Jeffrey were at a dance music festival in New York. Brittany was at a show at the House of Blues in Boston.
Molly has also been connected to several recent non-fatal overdoses, including two this weekend at Boston's Bank of America Pavilion. Joining us now to tell us more about this drug is Rita Nieves. She's the director of the Bureau of Addictions Prevention, Treatment, and Recovery Support Services at the Boston Public Health Commission. Rita, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you, Sasha, and thank you for the opportunity to join you.
And Rita, first the basics. What is Molly?
So Molly is a chemical drug that stimulates the central nervous system, and it's made with, as you said before, substance called MDA, which is known as ecstasy, and it's been out for about 10 years and has been marketed as a more pure form of MDMA.
And we, as you said, it's not a new drug. It's been around for at least a decade. We read that it was sort of popular on New York City nightclubs in the late 80s and early 90s. But why this resurgence now?
Well, you know, drugs tend to come and go sometimes. And so, you know, it went away and you know, now it's back. Some people are associating its return with the type of music and techno music that you see in festivals, music festivals that you see attended by, you know, young people between like 16 to 24 years old. So, you know, they come and they go, and sometimes, you know, they never leave. They just come and go.
In fact, we also read that at a music festival last year in Miami, Madonna had been criticized for asking her audience how many people in this crowd have seen Molly. Now, she said she wasn't referring to the drug.
Right.
There's also Miley Cyrus' song where there's some debate about whether there's a line about dancing with Molly. She says it's dancing with Miley. Mm-hmm. So there's some concern, I think, about glamorization of the drug in pop culture.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, some of the attractive things about this drug is that the name Molly carries that implication of being an innocent and pure drug, which, you know, makes especially young people who are experimenting and don't have much experience think, oh, this is safe. This is, you know, something I can do. I can try today and everything's going to be okay. It's also being marketed as something that's easy and safe to take, and that, you know, it doesn't take much preparation or thinking. You know, anybody, a friend of you can hand it to you and you can just put it in your mouth and that's it.
You know, we were speaking today on the note you made about this sense that it's innocent and pure. We spoke with the chief and chair at the Department of Emergency Medicine at Boston Medical Center and Boston University School of Medicine. He told us that a single dose of Molly can result in an overdose. So it's not as if some young kids were taking a lot of it necessarily. What amount of the drug might make it lethal?
Well, see, it's very individual because it depends on you know, what is the health status of the person on that particular moment, whether alcohol is also present, the use of alcohol or any other drugs, which makes it a gamble anytime somebody tries to take this drug or any other stimulant. You don't know what you're putting in your mouth. You don't know where it came from and how it was made and what other substances were used to for you to use it, and you don't know how your body's going to react to it. Just because you took it yesterday or last summer, that doesn't mean that the dose you're going to put in your mouth is going to not be lethal or you know, bring some very harmful effects in your body.
And is there the usual concern that it may have some contaminants in it or powder or whatever it could be to sort of stretch the amount of drug that goes in a pill?
Well, you know, we there's no way for us to know. You know, the police frequently they test drugs when they you know, do control buys and or they, you know, take drugs from dealers. But, you know, even if it was a pure, we would still be concerned if this was a pure MDMA because, again, we don't know the concentration. We don't know how pure it is. And we don't know how anybody out there is going to react to it.
Do you have a sense that health officials have been caught off guard by this resurgence, particularly with this spate of overdoses and even overdose deaths in recent weeks?
No, that, you know, anytime these drugs are out there, and it happens that the prevalence of use of stimulants, you know, ecstasy and Molly being part of that category, represents less than 1% of the treatment admissions in Boston. So in comparison to other drugs that are being used out there, alcohol, heroin, for example, this is a tiny amount of, it accounts for a small amount of the treatment admissions. And, you know, we don't know what happened at the House of Blues. We'll have to wait and see, you know, the results of toxicologies when they're ready and available. But anytime, you know, people are using drugs and mixing them with alcohol in that kind of circumstances, there's a potential for people for OD.
And Rita Nieves, for people who may be with friends and have concern that they may be under the influence of Molly, are there certain signs or symptoms that they should be on the lookout for?
Yes. So if you're taking stimulants and especially if you're mixing them, you can have an elevated pulse and blood pressure, and your heart rate could become irregular. Your thought process can get distorted, which makes it really a huge problem, because then you don't know, you cannot have any awareness about what's happening with your body, and you may not realize that your body temperature is going up, and that you have fading stamina, so you may keep dancing and doing whatever you're doing, not knowing that you're exhausted and that you're becoming dehydrated. So, you know, keeping an eye for, you know, your basic, you know, heart rate, blood pressure, staying hydrated, drinking water constantly, and if you feel that something is off, make sure you tell somebody and ask for help.
That's Rita Nieves. She's director of the Bureau of Addictions Prevention, Treatment, and Recovery Support Services for the Boston Public Health Commission. Rita, thank you.
Thank you, Sasha.
Well, at this hour, Secretary of State John Kerry is testifying before a significant Senate committee about the president's push for military action in Syria. We'll have more on that later in the program. But up next, Harvard professor Randall Kennedy and his provocative take on affirmative action. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston.